Some of the Pharisees said to him, "Surely we are not also blind, are we?" And Jesus said to them, "If you were blind, you would have no sin. But now you are saying, 'We see.' So your sin remains." What Jesus is telling them and us is that spiritual blindness is a personal choice. The Pharisees were witnesses to the miracle of the restoration of sight of the man born blind. They investigated it thoroughly. However, because there was so much at stake, they chose to ignore the facts in front of them. They chose to remain blind. They insisted that they were the ones who could see the truth, but they ignored the truth that was right in front of them. They claimed knowledge of the sacred scriptures, and they claimed positions of authority, positions authorized in sacred scripture. But if they acknowledged Jesus as the promised Messiah, then they would lose their authority and their power. Their authority was more important to them than the truth of God that was right in front of them. And that's why Jesus told them, "If you were blind, you would have no sin. But now you are saying, 'We see,' so your sin remains." As I stated earlier, we're beginning the fourth week in Lent. And last week we heard the gospel account of Jesus with the Samaritan woman at the well. She chose to believe even though she was a Samaritan, a different religion, because he revealed the truth to her of her own life, that she did not have a husband, although she was living with one and had lived with five. He showed her how to see clearly, and she chose to accept him. Then she accepted him as the Messiah, and she brought many others to faith in Jesus. That was a moment of conversion for her, like the conversion that we just experienced with the man born blind. Their lives were changed forever by their conversion. Repentance and conversion change your life. That's the lesson of Lent. That's why we're called to repent. We emerge from our darkness by our own personal decision and choice. We all have moments that have the potential to change our lives. We probably all experience these. These moments are very challenging sometimes, and often because we become aware of just how much change we're being asked to accept, it can be overwhelming. Father Alex and I were discussing this week as we were discussing this scripture, talking about conversion and faith, and he asked me about my conversion. He knows I'm a convert, that I was not born into a Catholic family. Well, what I've discovered about conversion to faith in Jesus Christ is that it's not one thing one time. That's not the way it works. I'm able to see this in many people's lives. It's something that happens, and then happens again, and then happens again, and challenges you to keep going deeper and deeper. That's the beauty of Lent. I recall when I was 17 years old, and I was lost. I wasn't a bad child, but I was lost. I had no real direction or faith. I'd become friends with a man who had a very real devotion to Christ, the Blessed Mother, and the Church. It was real. He would never invite me to church. I don't know if I would have accepted his invitation or not, but he never did invite me to go with him to Mass. But I saw his faith. I saw how faithful he was to the Church, to the Blessed Mother. He said the rosary often. His values, his spiritual values were present all the time. I wanted what he had. I wanted the peace and the wholeness that he had enjoyed living a sacramental life. I resisted. He wasn't trying to convert me, but I resisted the decision. Until one night, I was by myself, and I was struggling with it, and I broke down and began crying and asked the Blessed Mother to help me. She did, and she has. My life has changed forever. It's the only reason I'm here today. The only reason I did a lot of things in my life. I chose to be freely a child of the Catholic Church, a son of Mary. I didn't know it at the time, but I can see that, how it's evolved in my life. I met my wife in the university. You guys know that I'm a widower, and I remember how emotional I was when she converted to Catholicism. It was an independent journey. It didn't have anything to do with me. And I remember how emotional I became on the day of her first communion. And then every one of our children on their first communion, I became emotional in the very same way. We shared our faith together until the end of her life. She died about 10 years ago, and that light guided our married life, even through dark times. I'm certain many of you, as parents, can recall the first time you held your newly born child in your hands. Remember that? Do you remember that moment? It's a powerful moment. It's life-changing. You can't go back to the way it was the day before that day. That time's over. You gaze upon your child and you held a new life in your hand and you began to discover a new love. You could not have had that love the day before, and now you can never live without it. That's change. That's conversion. That's powerful. There's new light. Something in your heart changes profoundly. You begin to see things really differently. Your selfishness falls away. There's no going back. That's conversion. Every one of us has and will struggle with death. It's a reality. It can be frightening, and even more frightening for someone who does not believe in Jesus' resurrection or the hope of eternal salvation. For them, it's terrifying, but still unavoidable. St. Paul tells us to hold fast to our conversion to the light of faith when he said, "You were once darkness, but now you're a light in the Lord. Live as children of light." Regarding death, in that second reading, he gives us what was probably one of the earliest Christian baptism hymns. I would have loved to have known the notes, the music of this. "Awake, O sleeper, and arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light." Faith is a choice. Conversion is a decision. We can all seek new conversion. Scriptures call us to repent. The church in Lent calls us to repent. It's a decision. It's not an emotion. We're called to repent and believe in the gospel. We can reject it, or we can say yes. Lent requires that we stop our busyness and reflect and pray. possibly make some sacrifices, learn to control ourselves, and live as children of the light.